Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
If you've ever wondered if the Loch Ness Monster is real or if Bigfoot is legit living in your backyard,
okay,
I think I have a way to make that happen.
Okay, first and foremost, before you tell me, and you're talking about proof, right? Like capturing the proof. Okay, so do you believe in Loch Ness? Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I don't know. I feel like there has to be something out there, but I really have no clue. But I know who does have a clue.
Okay.
The internet sleuths. There is a whole group of people that watch these documentaries and are on TikTok, and they can figure out more than the police ever could. At first, it was the Menendez brothers, and they had their special on Netflix, and now they have all these court dates that they might be getting out of jail.
I mean, the sleuths have been at it for a while. Gilgo Beach, all that. I mean, they've had influence on these things. Yeah.
Right, but you want to know what you need on your side if you want something solved?
What's that?
Netflix. Because now, one of the biggest things watched over the weekend on Netflix was the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Right.
Which I remember growing up with. Like, who killed that little girl? It was everywhere, remember?
I mean, the police have befuddled that case for decades at this point. It's
and
really
you know
a
what
mess.
They're saying? They're saying now, now there's a Netflix special, all of a sudden they say that they believe that they're going to be able to identify who the killer was by the end of next year. Like, they're certain of it.
You know, I mean, obviously, DNA continues to evolve, the whole genealogy thing with how they trace back to people's families, and therefore they're able to eliminate other suspects. It's fascinating. But good storytelling, it's real, right?
Yeah,
like,
no.
it gets all the interest. It gets everybody that's smart involved in looking at something again. It brings the money. It brings the backing to it. And then all of a sudden, look at you. There's movement on something that's been dead for a long time.
Right. All of a sudden, people care again and people start investigating. So if we want to figure out who the Loch Ness Monster is, or if we want to figure out if Bigfoot is really just a person in a costume, make a Netflix special about it. The people will figure it out. They'll have it done within hours. And I learned this firsthand because I don't know if you remember, but was it last year or 2 years ago? I found a hidden videotape in my home.
Yes, I do remember. Yeah.
We were selling the house and we were cleaning out the basement and I found a hidden VHS tape.
It was tucked behind something or it was in the drop ceiling. Where was it?
It was in the basement, like where all the paint is, but behind the paint. It was clearly hidden.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
At some point. But when we got the video, it was super weird because it was family, beautiful memories, like bringing your baby home for the first time and Christmases. But at the end, there was, and I'm not going into too much detail because the lawyers have told me to stop talking about it, but there was risque stuff at the end.
Well, it was a private video.
And I posted, not the video, but I talked about it online.
Clearly not.
Because I wanted to be able to see, like, what do I do? Do I find this woman and let her know I have this video? Or do I just let this die in the history of the house and keep it hidden where it belongs?
What'd you do?
Well, I sent it back to her because I had to. The internet sleuths, figuring out where I live, went back into tax records that I already had looked at and was unsuccessful, was able to locate who the owners were at the period of when that video was filmed and find where they lived now in a matter of hours. It was the most wild thing that had ever happened to me and terrifying in a lot of ways,
too. Yeah, of course, right? Because obviously they know you're there, too.
Right. These internet detectives can figure anything out. What we need to do, let the police do the initial work.
Yeah.
But maybe we
Bigfoot
just didn't
work. The initial Bigfoot work.
Right. The Loch Ness Monster. Once they do the initial research.
Yeah.
Call up the internet sleuths.
Turn it. That's not how you'd work the internet, but okay.
And you can say, hey, guys, can you just come help us out on this real quick? We got some like McDonald's if you could figure it out. And boom, it'll be done.
There's a lot of assumptions. It's just these people love McDonald's and what?
I just have to assume everybody loves McDonald's. I love a good heartfelt backstory.
Yeah, here we go. You're not going to cry again, are you?
No.
All right.
Trending is powered by Cricket Wireless. Joining Cricket Nation is your hack for pricey holiday shopping because at Cricket Wireless, you can get 4 or 5G lines for only $25 per line. Smile, you're on Cricket. So tonight is the Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting. Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson, a whole bunch of celebrities will be there singing. Weather for New York City, not looking great. So there's, you know, they're keeping their eye out on what's going to happen there, but we'll see.
I mean, that just adds to the ambiance if you're watching it on television.
It's true.
Get out there and freeze for me, Jennifer Hudson.
Do your thing, Kelly
Clarkson. Sing for me in the snow.
I know you got some kind of coat with fake fur on it.
Yeah, it's got warmers in there and whatnot. You guys are big deals. Come on.
That's always kind of the same thing. You know, there's going to be performances. They're going to be great. It's going to be very festive, but it's the backstory.
Settle down, people. Anna would like to tell you a tale.
It was nearly 60 years ago that Earl and Leslie Albert put down the roots of their home. They were newlyweds living in their new home in West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. They went out to their front yard one day after they moved in 1967. They dug a hole and they planted this Norway spruce. Now, at the time, the Norway spruce was only waist high, right? So he would decorate it every year for Christmas. But then he says,
and then it got so big that I couldn't decorate it.
It got real big.
Yeah,
real
trees,
big.
They grow.
Mm-hmm.
They grow. Yep.
And then one day, many, many years later, just a few years ago, they got a knock on the door. And they couldn't believe it. One of the Rockefeller tree scouters, the gardeners, was in the area, not looking for their tree.
No.
They were looking at somebody else's tree.
But it's like walking in and out of a mall and running into, like, I don't know, Heidi Klum and being like, you're going to be famous.
He went and knocked on the door and asked, would you be interested in giving us your tree for the Rockefeller tree lighting?
We'd like to exploit your tree for modeling.
Well, I consider it probably one of the greatest honors of my life.
Okay, so where does the rest of the story comes in besides it being such a great honor? Well, here's Earl's daughter talking about the conversation she had with her brother, because this all happened at a very interesting time.
And Michael said, do you think he's like an angel or something?
You see, just days earlier, Leslie had passed away.
This is definitely her handiwork. Yeah.
What do you think she's thinking?
I'm thinking she's thrilled.
Oh.
And look at you.
His wife passed away just days before they got that knock on the door asking to be the tree lighting.
Yes.
To be the tree in Rockefeller Center.
It's beautiful that the tree has meaning. And is he going to make it? Well, I know that you were talking about the fact that he was going to, they wanted to have him there.
He had like a medical emergency. If you read what this says online, all the media, it says he had a stroke a few weeks ago and they weren't sure if he was going to be able to make it, which is, I mean, heartbreaking. Can you imagine? Like, he has to stand there and watch the tree being lit in honor of his wife,
know? I mean, he knew the moment was coming, is also nice, though.
Now, everybody is saying the family will be there, but they're just saying the family. So I don't know if it says just the kids or if it's he'll be there, too.
Yeah.
But I'll be looking out for him tonight, and you should be too. And let's keep our fingers crossed that he's well enough to be there.
Well, it's a very moving story. Thank you for sharing it, Anna, for like the eighth time. Every time you talk about this tree, she will tell anybody the entire story. People in the hallway.
It feels like a movie. It feels heartwarming. It feels like family. It feels like Christmas.
Well, it's a little something more to think about when you're watching this evening.
Right. Top toys that led to death in 2023.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
What a terrible headline, right?
Really?
I know. They put out a list of the most dangerous toys for children.
Okay.
And they literally said toys that led to death in 2023. And I was like, whoa, everybody relax. Chill out.
Let's hit this top. I mean, it feels just wrong saying that, but what do we got? A top three, a top five, whatever.
Well, here's the weird part.
Okay.
Flotation toy, 100%. I could understand where there would be terrible things that happen with that. Like the floaties that you put on the kids in the pool.
Okay.
We can understand. We don't need to go any further why that would be on the list.
I mean, actually, I'm confused. Floating while in the pool.
If it's not attached appropriately to the child, it could be very dangerous.
All right. I mean, watch your child when you're in the pool, but okay.
Bouncy ball. I was like, what? But I'm like, is it a bouncy ball like the bigger ones or is it like the little tiny ones? Because I can see that being a choking hazard for young children. It's got to be the little ones, right?
You can choke on it.
Yeah.
You could, get hit in the eye or the face or something with it. The big ones, too. I mean, you launch right off of that thing. It's basically like a portable trampoline.
I take those bouncy balls to the face all the time. I mean, tell you, at my house.
You're a mom, though. You're built for it.
I don't even flinch. I'm just used to it. No throwing inside. Mommy told you.
It's not okay, by the way.
No. Story of my life.
It's not okay.
Also, toys that led to death in 2023. Crayon is on the list.
How is that? What?
I don't understand because if you eat it, It's non-toxic.
I was going to say, where are they getting their crayons from? Are they like laced with lead or arsenic? I don't understand.
Are they shoving them so far in their nose?
You know what? That's producer Justin from the other room. I can see he's actually
mimicking that. He's putting in his nose. All right.
I mean, the mind of a child, I guess.
Also on this list is non-motorized scooter for most dangerous toys of last year.
I mean, scooters have always been bad.
Oh, my gosh.
We know that. There's a reason that scooters were not popular for numbers of years, and then they come back, and people are like, oh, scooters are fun. And then people are riding them right into traffic.
Now we've got
electric motor ones.
Dakota, my six-year-old, on her scooter. She's a wild woman.
She won't wear a helmet
either. She doesn't want to wear a helmet. Yeah. I scream from the Ring cameras watching her. I'm like, put your helmet on. Oh, she drives me nuts. But you know, now with the holidays here, everyone's trying to figure out what's the best toys to get, what's the best things to get. And you want to get toys that are age appropriate. You want to get toys that are safe for your kids. But what did you regret? What was the toy that you regretted getting for your child or that Santa brought that you weren't happy? Because right now, Dakota keeps asking Santa for a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, okay.
And I think, that's a problem because she's going to get addicted to it.
Well, it opens the door.
Yeah. Edgar, how about you?
Educational video games. I mean, education, I'm all about that. My kid getting smarter. But just the video games, the constant whining and fighting over that. And I'm trying to get my boy out the room. It's like there's more to do outside. And that's a constant fight. And then always wanting to go to sleep and want to play before bedtime. Of course, that leads to long nights. So that video game has just been it's been my nemesis these days.
Well, that's what's kind of going on in my house is what I'm afraid of. Is if I give in to it, am I just causing more problems? So
it's tricky, though. So the educational games, it's tricky because you're like, oh, they are getting smarter.
No, please. She knows how to outsmart me. The minute I'm like, what do you do? Are you playing Roblox again? She'll be like, yes, but now I'm going to ABC Mouse. I'm like, no, you're not. You're not.
Right.
You know?
I don't know, man. I'm with you. I think that it makes more sense to put kids outside, no question. They're socializing. But on the other hand, I hear, Babbel and stuff like that. I hear they work great, right? Like, we teach ourselves how to speak another language like that. So, I don't know. Give them Italian tomorrow. Give them French the next day. See how it works out. See whether or not they still want screen time.
Right.
If they quit, then you figured it out.
What was the toy that Santa brought or that you got your kid that you regretted? Most dangerous toys for children. They just released the list of toys that led to death in 2023, which sounds like a terrible headline.
Yeah, it's very, very scary. But I tell you, there was an age in my life, Anna, I remember being younger, where if I heard something was dangerous, I just wanted it more.
Right. Well, on this list,
that was
oddly
the toy I was after.
Yeah, but this on this list has bouncy ball, crayon, and toy chest. I'm not really sure how those are so dangerous. I guess if you're very little.
I mean, if it drops on you
right
from on top of a building or something, that makes sense.
Also, non-motorized scooter. That I can understand a little bit more.
Mm.
But, you know, with the holidays here, this is when your kids are getting a whole lot of toys, whether Santa's bringing them or from relatives. Kylie, what's a gift that your child got for the holidays that you just can't stand it, you regret it?
A drum set.
Instruments, really?
Yes.
Yeah. How old is your child?
5.
Oh.
So I actually, I had one. There's this super cool VTech drum set that's also got a mixer and sampler thing built in. And I had it in the cart the other day for Jaden, and my wife was like, that's for six-year-olds.
Right, your grandson.
He's going to be one.
He's going to be one.
Yeah.
Why would you think that he needed a drum set?
Because he likes to bang on stuff. He's got a little drum set that makes chicken noises and sheep noises if you press the button. He likes that thing.
Mm.
I'm not sure that makes him an artist. I mean, everybody in the family is like, oh my God, look, he's a drummer. That seems like a leap to me.
Yeah.
But I feel like this controller could be pretty cool. It's got the drum set built into the controller. But Alicia's like, it's too big, it's too grown. I was like, well, he can't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good enough reason, apparently.
Nope.
Nate, what's that toy that's giving you Santa regret?
So Santa brought my 4-year-old molding clay.
Oh, yeah.
And it got all over the carpet, and Daddy had to clean it. And it took me a very long time. I had to rent one of those carpet cleaners.
For molding clay?
And for molding clay, a real big pain to clean.
You have a Play-Doh rule, don't you?
Oh, normal. So I've gotten better on it.
Okay.
So now I have this magic little table. Don't call me the greatest mom on earth for the ideas that I have. But if you want to call me an OG mom that knows what's up, then maybe, okay.
Yeah, so you came up with a table.
I came up with the idea.
Of a table.
Of a table.
Yeah.
It's a special little table. It's small.
Yeah, I think we got that.
And she is only allowed to do crafts at the table.
At that table is where the crafts happen.
In the kitchen. So
it's right in the kitchen, though.
Oh, yeah. No, it's in the corner of the kitchen, okay. And that's where the crafts can happen. So now she's allowed to have Play-Doh there, but it can't leave that area. And if it does, I immediately throw it in the garbage, and she watches me throw it out, so she learns you don't leave the area.
Yeah.
So
do you make a mocking noise, or you just go, well, I told you.
No, I just say, oh, wait, oh, bye-bye, and then that's it.
Wow.
So you
it's
have
not
to
bad.
Learn. No, you have to learn consequences. You want to play with Play-Doh, you can play with Play-Doh. You play with it here. Same thing with painting.
You mess with the Play-Doh, you get the horn.
Absolutely. She destroyed my brand new dining room set. So I've learned that you have to do these things. Otherwise, they just go crazy. Children in general don't care that you still have 3 years left to pay on your credit card bills for your dining room table. They
not
don't care.
All.
They don't understand.
No, not at all.
But if you throw away their markers, you know what they do?
Oh, they cry.
They pay attention, and they'll stop doing it.
Okay.
There sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's check Anna and Raven's Santa tip line.
Doesn't matter if you're a child or you want to rat out a coworker, or maybe your pet hasn't been behaving lately. I know my Lila Bear has not been a good girl.
Are you still going to get her something, though?
Always.
Of course. And Santa will bring her something, too.
Yeah. The Anna and Raven Santa tip line. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let Santa know who's been naughty and who's been nice. That number, if you want to put it in your phone, is 877-881-7440. Again, 877-881-7440.
Hi, Santa. We were just calling to say that Charlie has been a very good girl this year. And she has sent you her list. We emailed it. And we are hoping that you got it. We're going to leave cookies and milk and carrots. And we just wanted to say Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Somebody was looking to get paid. Like, we sent the email. We were going to have all the food. We get all your favorite things right here. So you're coming by, right?
What if you send an email to Santa and it ends up in his spam folder?
Oh, or if it comes back and it's like message not delivered. Now you're heartbroken. You're like, wait a minute. Did I get one letter wrong? Which one was
it? No, Santa knows what's up. He knows this is, you know, it's technology. He uses a laptop all the time. He got your email.
Okay.
I don't really know if I've been good or bad. It's like medium in the middle. I just hope I'm on the nice list. And my name is Jackson.
Jackson is in the middle of some sort of like existential crisis, right? Like he's doing a lot of soul searching. He's looking inward. He's trying to figure out, have I been good? Have I been bad? He's not sure.
I've never related to somebody so much in my life.
Jackson.
I don't know.
Jackson is the one. He's the new voice of our generation.
Jackson, I have no idea if I've been good or bad either. I have. It's going to be a roulette like toss.
It's
to
a 50-50,
I have
right.
no idea.
Yeah.
I think I'm doing good, but then there's some days where I'm like, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not so great.
Well, roll those dice. That's called life, right? Mm-hmm. Good job, Jackson.
Yeah, it's John. You better put me on that good list, or I swear I will show you why I deserve to be on the naughty list.
Okay, John.
John. What?
John.
John, you can't do that.
You know what,
you
John?
Can't threaten
John,
Santa.
John, take a lesson from Jackson.
Right.
Which is do some soul searching. Look inward, not outward, right? What am I doing to cause the problem?
I think John's on the naughty list.
I mean,
he's got to go on the naughty. You can't threaten
he could be
Santa
in the middle
Claus.
He could be in the middle of something.
Okay.
Let's root for John.
All right.
But John, you have to do the right thing today.
I'm not sure John's going to do the right thing.
Well, good luck.
All right. If you would like to call the Santa tip line, the number is 877-881-7440.
Ho, 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 ho! There sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's check Anna and Raven's Santa tip line.
Santa tip line's been busy. You can call, too, anytime you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just leave a message for the big guy. Let him know who's been naughty and who's been nice. That number is 877-881-7440. Parents, I'm going to say that again. 877-881-7440 if you want to put it in your phone in case you need to call later, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, use it to your advantage for sure.
Hi, Santa. I just wanted to call and let you know that my kids are being very, very good this year, and they deserve the best in the world, and I love them very, very much. And Merry Christmas. I love you, Santa. Goodbye.
That's nice.
I like examples. I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of kids out there, right? There's so many different things. I need an example of what you're doing that's so nice or so wrong.
It's
Santa,
true.
That's how he's going to remember things.
Yeah. What did you do? Mm-hmm. If you're a kid right now, what did you do today that you deserve to be on the good list? Did you help your brother or your sister with something? Did you get up out of bed and get dressed without being asked to go to school? What did you do?
Ask not what your Santa can do for you.
Yep.
But what you can do for your Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa. I bet you smell like a dirty diaper.
Wow.
You smell like Christmas, Santa.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you smell like a monkey poopy butt.
What?
Yeah. Don't trust Otto.
I can't FaceTime them. It doesn't have an option.
The kid wants to go ahead and do it face-to-face.
You want a face-to-face. Like, tell Santa Claus that he smells like a monkey poopy butt.
Oh, wow.
Not a good idea.
I mean, bold, though.
No.
Bold choice,
I do not support what's happening here. First, you say like a dirty diaper. Like, yeah. That wasn't bad enough.
Is that an older brother or is that the dad? Because I don't know. You're putting yourself in jeopardy there.
Definitely a brother. Because you don't mess with Santa like that. I mean, Santa Claus smells like chocolate chip cookies and love. That's what Santa Claus smells like. Not like monkey poopy butt.
Wow.
I don't even know
Hi, Santa. I love my elf. Thanks for getting home. I really love you, too. Okay, that was my sister, Penny. And Kevin. Okay, Penny. And guess what? My dad was being naughty all year.
No, I wasn't.
My dad was being naughty all year.
No!
Wow. Dad just tried his best. And now look at him. They blew up his spot for nothing.
Dad, we got nervous. He's like, don't right. mess with Santa Claus.
I need my presents. I need them this year.
If you want to call the Santa tip line too, it's 877-881-7440.
Lot number 65, George T. Stagg, Straight Bourbon Whiskey 2011. We have a high bid right now at $1,100, looking for $1,200. Anybody want to give me $1,200 for this incredible bottle? Right
Look
there, number 18. Thank you very much. $1,200, looking for $1,300. $1,200 going once on the floor. $1,200 going twice. And sold. Congratulations, sir, number 18.
Yes.
That was me auctioning, being a professional auctioneer for the first time this past weekend.
I don't know why, but I thought that you'd be moving faster and rolling some more R's. It's brr. I've got 1,200, but I mean, good job, right? Did you have fun?
I had so much fun, but I'm wondering, like, did I do a good job? Our friend Ryan Breckland from Nest Egg Auctions and Good Bottle Auctions, he allowed me to come to his place to do it over Black Friday weekend.
Ryan, how's it going?
Fantastic. Yourselves?
I'm great, thank you.
Fantastic, friend.
We missed you at the sale, Jay.
Yeah, you know, listen, man, I had a crazy busy day, just like everybody else on the planet at that time. I'm still behind. But how was it? How did Anna do? How did it all go?
So, this was Anna's first time in a commercial auction, right?
Yeah. Like, she's done charity auctions. She's been like, hey, big up out the wallet, get your cash out of your pocket. Like, she's done that. She'll hammer you, but, you know, not one of those. And not one of those.
Right. Well, I can say this. She looked really good on the podium.
Thank you. I did.
I feel like you dressed the part.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The audience responded to you. Mm-hmm. The one thing, though, is it seemed like you had a tough time seeing over the top of the podium, though.
Well, I'm very short. I mean, make me a shorter podium,
yeah.
Ryan. What do you want?
I mean, obviously, if they want the eye candy, get that thing out of the way.
It is true. I couldn't really see over it. I was like, I'm really short. Like, I don't know. Like, what do people do when you're too short to see over the podium of the auction block?
That fantastic building of yours, Ryan. You've got so many different things in there. You don't have a step stool?
Right. Give me something to stand on. Yeah.
I've seen the inside of the safe.
Think about that.
You know, like, make a pile of jewels behind the podium or something.
She did great.
Oh,
honestly,
wow.
Great. Totally understood the crowd. Totally understood the computer system. It was so much fun to watch. She kept front-selling it every time, like she was on the air. Coming up next, we've got another bottle.
Right. But here it is. The bottle's right here, right? You're just pulling it out.
Yeah. No, a fantastic job, really. You know what? You're hired.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. I really had so much fun. I walked out, and first of all, I didn't tell my husband we were doing these antique liquors and all that. You know, so Good Bottle Auctions is all these rare liquors.
Yeah.
I didn't tell Paul. I just told him I was auctioning for the first time.
Some
and, you
stuff.
Know, and just like any other good husband, he's like, okay, let's
sure.
go.
Let's
you know?
Do it.
And then the next thing you know, he's sipping on, what was that, whiskey or scotch from 1919?
Oh, good good show, Ryan. Good show.
He was so happy.
Right.
I've never seen my husband so happy in his
Paul
life.
Paul hang out all day, right?
He's
little
taking
finger
pictures.
Food, charcuterie, right.
He's sending it to all his friends. He's like, look what Anna's doing.
Nice.
So you're a good wife. You brought your husband out to taste Pappy Van Winkle, and you got to work at the same time.
I loved it.
That's a good plan.
I had so much fun. I walked out, and I was like, I want to do this every day for the rest of my life. I'm like, I could do this. I could sell things.
Well, I mean, I think that you can go do it maybe once a year even, right? Like, make sure you make a trip down there now that you had such fun that day.
Ryan, if you need me, I'm available. Holla at you, girl.
You're invited back every time.
All right. Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you for having me, putting me up there, having the faith in me, and for always coming on the air with us. People love when we do the Anna and Raven Roadshow.
Thank you for having me on. I get great response, and I love you guys.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, buddy.
There is a town in Alaska that is in complete darkness until the middle of January. Joining us, it's the mayor of that town. Usi Tubak, you live in the complete darkness right now. Is that right?
Yes. It's Pervik, Alaska.
Wow.
You know, I am fascinated with this whole thing, Usi. I really am. And to find out that you are in charge of this, I mean, I feel like this is a lot of responsibility.
I don't think she's in charge of the darkness.
Well, I mean, you're not in charge of the sun. But, I mean, it's fascinating to me that, people know of your land. They know of the space up there. There's been movies. There's been shows that talk all about this polar night and the effects that it actually has on people. Do you see this?
The vampires. We love the vampires.
Usi, can you explain what the polar night is for people that are not aware of it?
It's when our sun goes down, November 18th, comes up January 22nd.
64 days. On 1/15, January 22nd, does everybody go outside and hold hands?
No, but we actually celebrate it. We do. We do a little bit of a song and dance. We have a special dance that we call Welcome the Sun Back.
So basically, you're kind of on a countdown, right? Like, I would imagine that, it must affect the local population a little bit. Does it affect business? Mm-hmm. What is that like?
No, it doesn't. It's just like a bear. We love to hibernate. Our population is 64% Alaska Native, so that's our diet changes.
Yeah.
We switch our diet to a very high in vitamin D. And then a lot of people don't realize this. When we talk about our polar night, right, that means we get sun 24 hours out of the day as well, too. So we get the midnight sun, and we celebrate that as well, too, right? We utilize that time with the sun to get as much foods that we hunt all summer and spring and through the fall. And then that's just what we either pickle, ferment, or freeze. And that's what we eat during the winter as well, too, which is also high in vitamin D.
Talking with Usi Tubak, she's the mayor of Pavlik, Alaska, where right now they're in a polar night, which means for a month there is only darkness.
All right, let's do some high in vitamin D foods right now to make sure that we make it through the polar night. What are we talking about here?
Muktuk. So that is bowhead whale.
I'm sorry, did you say bowhead whale?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know this was a thing. What, how fascinating.
Yeah, and they're still, so native, you're allowed to hunt a certain way, right? And mm-hmm. Other people mm-hmm. are not, right?
And, I suffer from seasonal depression. And they make fun of me here in the studio because I have this blinding light that I have shining mm-hmm. on me all the time.
I've heard some people doing that. I think I had a coworker once who used that quite a bit. But, I'm born and raised here. So, I look forward to the sun going down. After a very long summer of 24-hour daylight, I feel like it's a security to me. I feel like if I kept going with the sun,
right,
24-hour daylight, I'd be completely frustrated. And, when we talk about polar night, right, we still get a beautiful sunset that's like 2 hours long. It's not necessarily just boom, it's dark. You turn the lights off. We still get a little bit of a daylight for about an hour. It's just without the sun.
Right. It's like on the horizon, a line of color.
Yeah.
Kind of gives a glow to things.
a little bit of a glow.
Yeah.
That is fascinating. Thank you so much for taking the time to explain it all to us. Wow.
Yeah, what are you going to do, Anna? You going to go up there for a visit?
Yeah.
When you get here, you will have to try the mukbang.
I mean, that's part of the rules. Yeah. I mean, just, if you're going to let her in. Right. Maybe we'll call you when the sun comes up, if that's all right.
Yeah. Can we call you?
Oh, love. Yes. It's actually the coldest when the sun comes up.
That's wild. Yeah. All right. We'll call you back. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much today, Aussie.
Yes, of course. Thank you, guys.
It is never too late to be a champion. Today could be the day that your whole life changes.
Wow.
Only 9% of people actually did their New Year's resolution this year.
I mean, honestly, that number seems a little bit high. That's nearly 10%. 1 in 10 people actually did what they said they were going to do last year. I don't even do it anymore. I don't even think about it anymore. I resent when I'm asked. Don't ask me this year, Anna.
Stop it. Stop it.
Don't ask me.
What you're saying is lazy. People need to make resolutions, they need to make goals, and they need to follow through. And just because we've already reached December doesn't mean we have to give up. So what? You didn't do it for the first 11 months. We still have weeks left.
It was like
this
3 weeks, 4 weeks maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4.5, 3.5.
This all dawned on me last night.
Okay.
This is a conversation I had with my my almost 16-year-old daughter.
Hayden, do you remember our New Year's resolution?
No.
Remember, we were going to go take yoga classes together, and we went and bought the yoga mats on January 2nd?
Oh, yeah.
How many times this year did we go to yoga?
Not once.
Do you think there's any chance that we'll use those yoga mats before the end of the year and actually follow through on our New Year's resolution?
Probably not.
What if we try? What if we make a date and we do it?
When are we doing this?
I don't know. We're so busy.
Maybe we can do it separately and like video and send videos to each other.
No.
And then I got so mad.
Yeah.
And I got so mad at the mom because I was like, no, we said we were going to do this and we're going to do it. And
girl bonding time.
We have weeks left and we're going to a yoga class. And if I have to skip work to do it, then so be it.
You may have to at this time of year. Yeah. Seriously, are you going to try and do that?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
I was going to say because that seems like a lot.
But I want to know, did you fail at your New Year's resolution so far? So far, because it's not over yet. And do you think you can accomplish it by the end of the year? Tim, did you fail your New Year's resolution?
No, I'm still working on it.
What was it?
Just to get more in shape. So, you know, I'm almost there.
So, wait a minute, to get more what?
In shape.
Oh, okay, so you've been working out this entire year?
No, I probably worked out the first 2 months, and then I probably worked out maybe like June and July, and then I'm trying to get back on it now. So
yeah, so you do like a quarterly workout thing.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, it's better than a lot of people.
Right. Tim, all right, so here's what we're doing. We're challenging you. Do you think you can go from now to the end of the year? We only got a few weeks left. Bang it out. Get in there, get in the gym, work out, do the thing.
For sure. I'm 100% in.
All right, see? There we go. We're inspiring people at the end of the year.
Well, good luck, man. I'm rooting for you, Tim. Yeah. I mean, the fact that
you went back four months later
and then 4 months after, like, I mean, again, that I give you a lot of credit. That's more than I'm doing.
It's tough. It's tough one to keep going, you know, all year round when you got kids running around and you working full time. It's tough.
We give ourselves every excuse, right? We're busy. We got busy lives. And it's true.
Yeah.
Right. Good luck, man. You can do this.
That's true. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim. It's not too late to get your New Year's resolution done. I had a New Year's resolution with my daughter that we were going to go to yoga. January 2nd, we bought yoga mats. And I realized yesterday as I was sitting in the car with her that we had never gone once this entire year.
I mean, it seemed like a great plan. You would spend time together, bonding. It's healthy.
Yeah.
Where are those yoga mats?
They're in the package exactly how we bought them, in our basement.
Okay.
And I look at them every day when I walk downstairs to the garage.
To reminded by your failure.
But now I'm on a mission. I'm going to do it by the end of the year. It's not too late to make your New Year's resolutions come true. We still got time left. What was the New Year's resolution that you failed at? And can we get it done by the end of the year? Sherry.
This is the time that I am going to get out of debt this year.
Okay.
And I failed miserably last year.
Mm-hmm. So do you think you can do it in the next 3 weeks? That's because Anna's really looking for people to finish strong this year. Or is this we're already planning for next year?
Well, I'm starting already because I'm buying very little for Christmas.
See?
So
That's not the same thing as paying the bill.
No, but that's good, though. That's good.
I get it. All right.
I'm not going to charge anymore, so that's a plus.
That is a plus.
I'm with you. What, do you have any other plans? Because I could use some tips and tricks.
Right. Cut them up and hide them?
I told my kids I'm getting two things. That's it.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's actually a good thing. A lot of times families, I know that I have family members that do this. They tell their kids everybody only gets three things each, or, you know, Santa only brings a certain amount of gifts per person. And that makes a lot of sense to me.
My problem is I tell them that every year and then I still
then you
get
do whatever you want.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, I get
you
it.
You see cool stuff and you do it. No, I get it. We all do. Well, good luck and, you know, trim the fat and, you know, good luck paying off.
You could do it, Sherry. You could do it. We have weeks left.
Thank you. I'm going to work hard at it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She ain't going to eat if she pays all her bills before the end of the year.
Eric, did you have a New Year's resolution you never did?
Yeah. Well, I walk into my local gym on January whatever, and I was just like, oh, my God, it's packed in here. And I just turned around and left.
And never went back.
Never went back.
I'm like, look, I was gonna work out, but I mean, I'm not gonna fight with traffic in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just wanted to get into shape, but you know,
these people ruined it for you. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're all gonna be gone by March, but jeez.
But you didn't go after March.
No. Okay. No. I never went back. Not.
So hold on. Do you think between now and New Year's you can go to the gym? Let's say. We won't even be crazy. Four times?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. But you will continue to pay the membership every month just because?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Got
it. Yeah, I mean, because he's going to get over there at some point.
I can't even make fun of him. I think I went to the gym three times this year with that membership.
How many memberships do you have?
We all belong to one gym now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, so I condensed this all to one gym that none of us go to.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's good because it's a YMCA, so my daughter could also take gymnastics there, which is fine.
Yeah, that's does good. She?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's, I mean, at least somebody's doing something with it.
Right, my six-year-old.
Yeah. She's six. She's getting the most out of it.
Yep.
One couple.
At 28, he's still exactly the same.
I get what she's saying, and I mean, I'm not proud of it or anything.
One problem.
Marty is just one of those really picky eaters.
You decide the outcome.
I mean, I'm not going to not go out to eat with my husband, but I guess I don't really have a choice, so.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. The Couples Corps is powered by Cricut Nation. Cricut Nation is all about shameless self-gifting. Switch to Cricut today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Smile, you're on Cricut. Marcus and Maya. Maya, what happened?
Well, I work at a department store, and as the manager, I was putting up one of our displays. As you know, Christmas is coming around, and I was putting it together, and I decided to add a mistletoe just to be really cute, you know. And one of my employees happened to walk by and see the mistletoe, and he was like, well, now I have to kiss you. And so he planted a completely platonic kiss on my cheek. We laughed about it, and he walked away. However, when I told Marcus about it, he was absolutely livid. He thinks that I should report it to HR for harassment, and he would also like to speak to the employee, which I definitely think is a bad idea because I just know that's going to be, you know, just too much of a blowout for something so, you know, tiny. It was nothing.
Well, you're the manager. I mean, your partner shouldn't be talking to anybody that works for you. Marcus, what's your side of this?
Well, first of all, you know, decorations, whatever, but an employee, especially someone that's going to think they can continue to get away with it, they start with her, then who else is it going to lead to? So it's like, you know, they forget about the harassment videos they watch. That's just unacceptable. And it's like, you know, if I talk to the guy one time, it'll be fixed. So that's my side. That's why I would think about it.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I have no doubt. And if they were just coworkers, that would be one thing. But, as the manager, I think that she always needs to be seen as the boss. She handles stuff. I don't know. First off, mistletoe, mind your business, right? Come on, mistletoe. Why are you getting in other people's business to cause problems? It's a little weird. I would say this guy has a thing for you. That's my intuition.
It is weird.
Right?
I don't.
Can you imagine?
I don't know. Here's the thing is it depends on the person. I mean, there's certain coworkers here that I kiss them on the cheek all the time, you know?
Who are you kissing on the cheek?
I kissed Norm at the parade yesterday.
Creepy.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
It's not weird.
If he wasn't the man that he is.
But exactly. It depends on the person.
But it depends on the relationship, too.
Is he creepy, Maya? Is he a creepy guy? Or is he nice? I don't
know. No, he's very nice. He just, you know, we've always had a nice environment, so everyone is, like, really friendly. It's
like, it's hard to explain. It's almost like my brother kissing me on the cheek, you know?
Yeah.
It's literally so platonic. Yeah. There are no feelings there. He's never been inappropriate with anyone. He's never been inappropriate with me either.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the best way that I can explain it is like, literally, it's like my little brother kissed me on the cheek.
Yeah, Marcus, if you were walking by and your sister was putting up decorations, holiday decorations at your workplace, would you kiss her on the cheek?
Negative, Rabbit. I ain't got that kind of relationship with her.
I'm kind of with you, too, on that one. That doesn't sound like, I mean, that would be an easy, I object, and there's the rebuttal. That seems like a pretty easy one to defunct, but I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Let's see what everyone thinks. He kissed her innocently on the cheek under a mistletoe. He works for her at a department store. Do you make a big deal out of it, or do you just let it be?
I wouldn't make any big deal out of it, but do you say something or not, for sure?
Mm-hmm. Why is it got to be all up in her business? That's what I don't understand.
What?
These husbands, you know?
I mean, she comes home and she expresses it to him. It's not like he was watching or anything. I'm sure he didn't ask, hey, did somebody kiss you today?
The Couples Court is powered by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. Marcus and Maya are having a disagreement. Maya is a department store manager. She's putting up the decorations for the holidays. And one of her employees did the cute thing where she was playing with the mistletoe and being like, oh, look. And he gave her a kiss on the cheek. He gave her a kiss on the cheek. And Marcus freaked out and was like, why would you allow that? You're her supposed to be the superior, and it's a lack of respect, and you should go to HR, and blah, blah, blah.
Listen, she said she was doing the cute thing with the display, but she didn't say the kiss was cute. She said it was awkward. She said it was a little odd. Mm. It was a little weird, but she's not worried about it because it hasn't happened before. But again, obviously it's on your mind enough where you're talking to your spouse about it.
What do you think? Should she say something, or should she just be quiet and let it go? Lewis.
I'm on her side. If my wife said the same thing, if it didn't offend her, if it wasn't offensive to her, then he should just, you know, express his concerns, but not make a big. Is he going to go down to the store and fight somebody about this? She's okay with it, they should just let it go.
I mean, he doesn't necessarily have to fight him. He could like grab him by his ankles and hang him over the balcony for a little while, Anna, and then just tell him next time it's going to be actually bad. Today, I'm just saying hello.
Does your husband have any say on how you respond to situations that happen at your workplace? What if it involves mistletoe? The Couples Court verdict is brought to you by Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
Maya is a department store manager. So they were setting up the holiday display, and one of those pieces happens to be mistletoe. Coworker walks by, says, well, now I've got to kiss you. Stops, kisses her on the cheek. Not something crazy, but a little bit odd, she said. She's always had a good relationship with this employee, but it took place. It was obviously on her mind, Anna, enough that she went home and told Marcus about it. And Marcus said, what if I just said something to him about it? Something has to happen. Maybe you should talk to HR with him about this.
And she wants to let it go, and he's being persistent about it. Does he really have a say on what she does? Sean, whose side are you on?
You know, I'm on the female side, because if she had taken it as anything serious, she wouldn't bring it home and say it to her husband. You know what I mean? So I just think it's just one of those things that happened that it's shocking, yes, but I don't think she'd think of anything of it. She would have kept it a secret if she was feeding into it.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point. And it's an interesting thing about people, right? Because if you thought that it was truly something detrimental or something, you know, to argue or fight over, you may not have brought it home to your spouse. It's interesting that you say that.
But I think
though it might have been a more serious situation if that was the case.
I think every couple is very different. So I always notice, Raven, that like with you, you tell Alicia everything that happens at work. Everything. For the most part.
Sure.
When I get home, the last thing I want to talk about is work.
Yeah.
I very rarely will bring anything from work home, you know?
Mm.
So I think it depends on the relationship, too.
Yeah. You know what? Thanks That's for the true. Call. Appreciate the vote. Have a great day. Sarah, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on her side. Tell that man to mind his business. He can go to his job and he can do whatever he wants when he's there. But when she's at her place of employment, she decides what is right and what is wrong.
I just want you to imagine, Sarah, that your husband comes home and tells you that somebody kissed him while he was putting up the mistletoe.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Maya, our audience agreed with you. This is your thing to handle, not yours, Marcus. If she felt that it wasn't threatening, that it wasn't insulting, then, Marcus, you're overreacting.
Well, if it, you know, if it happens again, yeah, there won't, you know, there won't be a third time.
Yeah, you know, it still seems a little weird to me, Maya, but you have the votes, obviously, and I think that the main thing is that you're in control. You've got this covered, right? So if you were worried, that'd be one thing, and clearly you're not. However, if this person wants to kiss you when you take down the mistletoe, or he wants to kiss you at Easter, or wants to kiss you the next time you're hiding, you know, hanging a poster for any other holiday that's coming up, or anything like that, then we got a problem.
Right.
Totally understandable if it were to happen again. But for this one-off time, I really doubt that it'll even ever happen again. But I'll handle it at that point. But right now, I'm glad that this is a deal that's just been squashed. It's nothing.
Okay, if you have a problem too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,900 thanks to BetterHelp. This program is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/AnnaandRaven. Donna, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
Let's go. We got a lot of cash on the line. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven is walking out of here. That door is going to close. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number 1. Moana 2 is the biggest debut ever for Walt Disney Animation Studios. What was Moana's grandmother reincarnated as?
I don't know, a cat? I don't know.
Number 2, investigators say that progress is being made in the JonBenet Ramsey case, and they hope to have it solved by the end of next year. Cold Case, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey, is currently a documentary on what streaming service?
Netflix.
Number 3, Good Luck Babe was named by Rolling Stone as the number 1 song of 2024. Who sings it?
I don't know.
And that's time. Number 4, the Champagne of Beers just announced that they will be selling perfume that smells like a dive bar. What beer has the slogan, the Champagne of Beers?
Miller High Life.
And number 5, Tom Brady lost a passing contest set up by a YouTuber. His opponent was a high school quarterback, and the kid won $100,000. What YouTuber set it up?
Oh, Mr. Beast.
Great. Let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
Donna did okay. 3 out of 5.
Well, pretty good, Donna. Let's see how I do.
$2,900. 2, 3. Yep. Number 1, Moana 2 is the biggest debut ever for Walt Disney Animation Studios. What was Moana's grandmother reincarnated as?
I have no idea.
A manta ray.
Manta ray.
I also would have accepted stingray because they kind of look the same.
A ray. Okay.
Yeah. Number 2, investigators say the progress is being made in JonBenet Ramsey case, and they hope to have it solved by the end of 2025. Cold Case, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey, is currently a documentary on what streaming service?
Netflix.
Yes. Number 3, Good Luck Babe was named by Rolling Stone as the number 1 song of 2024. Who sings it?
Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan is correct. Number 4, the Champagne of Beers just announced they will be selling perfume that smells like a dive bar. What beer has the slogan, the Champagne of Beers?
That's Michelob.
No, it's Miller High Life.
No.
Yes.
I think you better Google that.
I did.
You sure you did?
Yes, and Donna got it right. Hold on. Miller High Life.
No.
Champagne.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm right. You're wrong. Number 5, you need this last one to tie. Otherwise, Donna is going to win $2,900.
All right.
Are you done Googling? You done Googling?
I am. I can't believe it.
Number 5. It all comes down this to Donna. Hold, cross your fingers. Tom Brady lost a passing contest set up by a YouTuber. His opponent was a high school quarterback, and he won $100,000. What YouTuber set it up?
I mean, I'm just going to guess Mr. Beast.
You guessed correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're a lucky guy today.
Am I?
Uh-huh. Donna, you tied at 3. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm sorry, Donna, to rip that out of your hands. I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks.
You did know the Miller Lite, though. That was
Yes, I did. I'm a dive bar junkie.
You taught me something.
It's Donna, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,000 tomorrow, Anna.
Thought you had it, Donna. I really did.
Me too.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.